Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about America transformed. We're watching the new nation standing up. We're watching the shadow government come out of the closet and being put in place. It's called socialism. Socialism is communism-like. That's what I call them the loose, lax, lost liberals on the left have been wanting now for 50 to 75 years as a minimum. And we're watching it being put in place today. Here's an article that says Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder giddy about the opportunity of coronavirus presents to make permanent changes in America. Here's another article that says America is being transformed by the pandemic crisis. Here's another article that says leftists don't want to shut down the end because they are living out their wildest dreams. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place. And it's watching the changing over of America from a constitutional republic and a capitalistic system with a representative form of government. We're watching the transformation of our nation today under the guise of protecting us from the virus, and that virus is going to be a whole lot less deadly than the antidote that they're giving us, which is the changing of America into a socialistic system. Greg, what do you see that's taking place? Share with our listeners some of the things that are taking place that's an indelible link to socialism and thus communism for America. After we've talked for a moment, we will have another caller on the line that we will listen to, but go ahead with your comments on that first.
Well, there's the steady shift that we've seen over the past handful of years, and now it's accelerated. It seems to be a great fervor, of course, biblically. That fervor is kind of the birth pangs. I think the end, you know, from the return of Christ and those eschatological events, those are approaching so rapidly. So we can kind of expect this. But from a leftist view, there's a fervor toward achieving their socialist-type goals. But as I've given parts of Alexander Hitler's quotes, and some attribute this to de Tocqueville, nonetheless, I've you know, asked the question the other day, where are we in that cycle from liberty to abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to apathy and apathy to dependence and dependence back to bondage? I asked that. There's an earlier portion of that quote, though, and it says a democracy is only temporary in nature. Pause. Hold on a second. We're not a democracy, or we weren't founded as a democracy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But we have shifted. We've made that turn. We made that turn, you know, down that road 107 years ago. Now we're 107 years down a road where there are more democratic elements than were originally designed in the Constitution, because we created a democratically elected Senate rather than a Senate appointed by the states that would then protect the state's rights, the state's liberties, the state's autonomy, as the 10th Amendment intended. I mean, the states created the federal government, not vice versa. Okay, so we continue forward. So democracy cannot, democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist until the time that voters discover that they can vote for themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always controls always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefit from the public treasury. Basically, we vote ourselves into this situation. Those people that were lining up, more than half the Democratic Party, I believe, is out and out socialist. However,
yes,
Bernie Sanders didn't get the nomination, but we saw what the numbers were looking like. And when you look at the younger folks, your Gen Zers and your millennials, those folks had a supermajority support for Bernie Sanders. What did Bernie Sanders offer? Free everything, folks. Free health care, free college, free housing. I'll send you a check every month. That's what's offered. And look at that. When I say the Democratic Party has gone socialist, what's Nancy Pelosi advocating for? Well, we need to send everybody a $2,000 check every month. Really? Where will this money
yes.
come from? Well, you know, when I was a kid, what was one of the things I wanted? Remember that Wrigley's Juicy Fruit commercial? Remember that? And there was the tree. There was a tree that had chewing gum on it, right? And I'd see that commercial and going, wow, So mom and dad put together a bush from the yard, and they taped little pieces of Juicy Fruit gum all over it. So Greg got a Juicy Fruit tree. But guess what? Juicy Fruit doesn't grow on trees. Neither
right.
does money, folks. Neither do the money machine that they use right now, that they're printing the $4 trillion in additional debt they've incurred this year. $4 trillion, 4,000 billion, and a billion is a 1,000 million. So $4,000 million more money has been spent this year than they took in. Where did that money come from? Dude, folks, they ran the printing presses. The only way that debt gets paid back is your kids and your grandkids end up in slavery to a debt. By the way, biblically, what does it say? The debtor is slave to the lender. We have
yes.
enslaved the next generation because of this gross malfeasance in government. And you know what? People are voting for it. They want it. They like it because it seems like it's free, but it's not.
Well, I've got an article here, Greg, that says employees are furious when their owner keeps paying them. They would rather have unemployment because they would make more money with it. Because the stimulus package, most are not aware of it. A person could be making $300 a week, but now on unemployment compensation through the CARES Act, they're making $600 and some odd a week. So why should a person want to go back to work? Why would they want this shut down to end? Greg, here's an article that says, are globalists using coronavirus crisis as a battering ram to destroy and remake the world order? The article says the Wuhan virus appears to be an incredible and suspiciously timed gift for the globalists to push through their agenda faster than any of us would have ever expected. It goes further in the article, says the theme of 2017 article was that Donald Trump is hated above all because he's seen the great threat of the globalists and their plans to implement the anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-life new world order. And it could go on and on and on in the article. Greg, hang in there. We've got another caller on the line. Go ahead with your question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for your broadcast. I wish that you and Greg could sit on the speaker side and listen to the wonderful facts you're given. And it just makes me believe, Dr. Youngblood, that the devil is orchestrating this whole thing. And think about it. He's got the wealthy. He's got the press. He's got Hollywood. He's got the communists. He's got the liberals. He's finally got all the actors are in place. And I truly believe this coronavirus, which I've learned from you, is just merely a stronger strain of the common flu. That's all. It wasn't made in Disneyland. It's not something euphoric. It's just a stronger phase. But I really believe the outcome of this is going to be less freedoms and less liberties. And eventually, yes, we will go to socialism. Barack Obama said he was going to fundamentally change America. And when he means that, he means to a communist nation. So
yes.
I just wish everybody could wake up. But the point I'm trying to make is it's tipped. It's tipped over to the other side. The devil is in control. He's going to run this thing into the ground. And only at the last moment will Christ step in and right it. I just wish everybody could see it for what it is. There's no magic bullet. We're not going to turn it around. We're not going to stop it. We can talk about it, but not many people's going to listen because most people have drank the Kool-Aid of just like, you know, you and Greg were saying, it all sounds so good, something for nothing. But the things that we spend our money on, Disney World, they're all going to go away because that's too much money for socialists to pay for. So
yes.
I just wish that America could wake up.
Yes, we need to wake up. One of the things that I need to, jump in and say with what you're saying is this. Yes, all of these things taking place. Yes, it's a demonic system. Yes, we see that coming about. But we need to understand also that God is sovereign. God's still on the throne. And this could not happen unless God is allowing it to take place, because it's setting the stage for that which will take place after the rapture of the church. This is the reason it's so absolutely urgently needed for everyone to hear and understand that you need to get saved. You need to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, because after the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen, it will be absolutely too late. Here's something that was just texted in from a listener. It's time to tell the government no. Very soon, we will not have the right to say no. Communism is here, ladies and gentlemen. And so, yes, you're right. Thank you so much for your call and your comment, because we see these things taking place on a rapid exponential basis, and it should cause every Christian to sit up, wake up, smell the roses, and understand it. I'm looking at an article here, Greg, that says, our dress rehearsal for a police state. This article says, all of my life I've dismissed the paranoid of the right. America is headed for communism and the left. It can happen here, referring to fascism. It's not that I've ever believed liberty was guaranteed, but familiar with history and pessimist regarding the human condition, I never believed that it could happen. But the case with the police state tactics have been employed, and equal ease, and which most Americans have accepted, and they've accepted them at breathtaking speed. People will argue that a temporary police state has been justified because of the allegedly unique threat to human life posed by the coronavirus. I do not believe the data will bear that out. Regardless, let us all at least agree that we're closer to a police state than ever in all of American history, end quote. Greg, how do you respond to that? And do you see that as being factual, or the conspiracy theorist, but I believe that it is correct.
Well, that's the notion that this is a test case, or maybe this is a final run. Obviously, when you test an aircraft, you take them multiple test runs. They'll test different features of that aircraft, the avionics and the control surfaces, and write them down the list. So, some might think this is a test run. There are a lot of deniers out there. They don't even realize what's going on. They don't understand that we're on this death spiral, if you will. But again, when we step back in history, we talk about this thing progressing toward a socialist end and then a one world government end. Look at the steps we've taken historically, and I talked about 1913, 16th, and 17th Amendment, but Social Security began in 1935, and it began with a promise. We're going to take care of folks. We're going to make sure that they don't starve and die in the streets. We're going to make sure that when you're elderly and infirmed, that you've got a paycheck coming in, and you're covered, you're taken care of. It started out with a lie, but they started, because of that 16th Amendment, then they were allowed to directly tax the people. 1935, they start collecting these dollars. 1935 began that trajectory where they eventually had a massive pool of cash. Think about pension funds all over the United States today. They have a massive pool of cash. And they started borrowing that cash. Then, during the Clinton administration, they kind of went to a pay-as-you-go program. And instead of borrowing it anymore and having the IOUs, having Treasury debt built up over the Social Security Trust Fund, the Trust Fund went away, and they started taking all the revenue directly that was, that was paid in for Social Security, started taking it directly into the general fund and spending it every which way and paying out the Social Security payments from the general fund. Now, that they did that to cover what would have been a huge stack of debt. So, folks, they stole from the Social Security Fund. They have stolen from it for the past 50 years. And now, keep in mind that program's only 85 years old. So for 50 of those 85 years, they were stealing from the fund. Now they're talking about Social Security's running out of cash. Social Security, folks, it's running out of cash. Your politicians for the past 50 years have been ripping you off. And today, the chaos is about to get real, because it's shifting. And at the very moment where we need additional revenue all of a sudden the money that they, it's gone. It's gone.
Well, Greg, one of the things, if I can jump in for the clarification of some things that you touched on, which is vital for us to understand, I'm looking at an article that says Nancy Pelosi says that Social Security recipients are just burdens on society. The article introduces this way. It's no secret that the Democratic Party wants to eliminate the Social Security income and medical programs that citizens have paid into all of their lives. They constantly talk about massive cuts to both Social Security and Medicare. AOC and Omar are known to have called the programs entitlements and seek for their elimination. You see, Greg, when the Social Security system was set up, it was taking money out of the workers' pockets. For example, a person could work 45 years and put in pay into it the maximum, and if he had just a 3% interest savings account, he could draw three times per month what he draws from Social Security out of his savings account and never touch the principal, just be the interest that he's getting out each month. But it was stolen from us, we the people, on a forced basis to pay into Social Security, and now they're calling it the governmental benefit or governmental entitlements, and they're talking about cutting the entitlements. And now here's Nancy Pelosi saying that the Social Security recipients are just burdens on society. And that's because she's thinking about, talking about with the next CARES stimulus funds, she's talking about, as you touched on a moment ago, wanted to give everybody in America a $2,000 per month check, including the undocumented workers, as they're called. And what most people do not understand is we have estimated between 30 and 40 million so-called undocumented, or otherwise would be called illegal aliens in America. And Nancy Pelosi is wanting to scoop up all of the dollars that normally would go to Social Security recipients and use those and other funds to simply pay everybody to sit and do nothing and collect $2,000 a month. It was AOC that suggested $1,000 a month. Now, Nancy Pelosi has doubled that, and she suggested we give $2,000 a month to everybody. But the question is, and I'm looking at the article, says, will the coronavirus launch a wave of socialism? Forecasting the aftermath of the current crisis is nearly impossible. But here's one prediction you can take to the bank and count on. However deep the economic carnage and regardless of its source, those who seek to drive this country towards socialism will exploit this virus for all that it is worth. And that is exactly, Greg, what we see taking place. Here's another article that says, coronavirus and socialism. Hopefully soon we'll get out of this coronavirus lockdown and try to resume our normal life, we will probably find it a different normal than we have expected. The best case outcome, scientists discover a magic bullet treatment that quickly restores the most serious cases to health. We could then ease restrictions and get on with business, this writer says, but most likely any such treatment is months away, and the vaccine probably is a year or so away. Many precautions will have to stay in place. We won't see large gatherings in crowded restaurants anytime soon, but we will see something else. Quote, a radically different economic structure for the United States of America, end quote. And, Greg, I put a little asterisk behind that, and I said socialism. And that's where we see this being driven to. And it's through Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and Dr. Tedros out of the World Health Organization that now Bill Gates is talking about a vaccine. Bill Gates, Greg, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, our listeners may not be, he is pushing to vaccinate the entire globe, approximately 7 billion vaccines. About 7 billion is his goal. And I find it astronomically insane to think that that could be a goal for anybody, but that's exactly what Bill Gates has in mind, is that goal of vaccinating 7 billion people on the face of the earth. And yet, Christians are sitting back in silence. Christians are willing to crawl under the bed or in the closet and close the churches, not realizing, ladies and gentlemen, that in socialism there's no such thing as Christianity, there's no such thing as religious liberties, no such thing as the right to keep and bear arms, no such thing as churches and us having any freedom to worship God. And we are allowing this, Greg, for the most part, from the Christian community. If people would stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, it'd make a vast difference. I commend, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I commend those that are in the groups that are parading in front of the Capitol buildings and challenging our governors and mayors and cities across America, saying, we want to go back to work, stop the shutdown, we want our freedom, we want our liberties restored. But ladies and gentlemen, anytime a liberty is taken, it's rare that it is ever restored to us. Greg, what are some of the implications with this desire, this push to vaccinate everybody on the face of the globe? And with Bill Gates, it will be the ID chip that he's wanting to implant in every human being. He's already said so, for tracking purposes, for quarantining purposes, to make sure that every human being is protected from themselves.
Think of the motivator at work, really. Folks would, you know, if you told them that these things would take place 6 months ago, they would absolutely laugh you to scorn. Yet today they're embracing these things out of fear. And, you know, the fear manipulation tactics that are being played are off the charts, off the charts. And as much as Bill Gates may have a depopulation goal, he may have a control goal, he may – all these different goals he may have in his little brain. And he thinks he's a string puller, but his strings are being pulled. This is a plan right out of right off the pages of the Bible when it comes to eschatological events. Believers need to realize, because we touch on socialism a lot. Believers need to realize there is no room for your Christianity in a socialist construct. There is none. I mean, over and over and over. Whether we're talking the socialism within Nazi Germany. We're talking about socialism or communism within China or within Russia. There's no room. There's no room for your Christianity, because your Christianity realizes that God is overall, is in charge. Government can't have you believing that there's something that's over their heads, that's over their, above their pay grade. They can't have you believing such as that. So there's no room for your Christianity. And quite frankly, I see Christians on a daily basis as I fumble around through the Internet, and particularly on platforms like Facebook, I'm going, my goodness, do you not realize you're advocating for socialist goals and ideals? They don't know where, many of them, they've not studied history. They don't know where it leads, and they think it sounds really good. You know, the idea of the Marxist goal of from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. You have some Christians that go, yeah, that's right out of the Bible. And you go, oh, show it to me, because it's not there. It's not there, but it sounds good. It sounds good, but it denies humanity. As far as when I say it denies humanity, well, one fellow recently is begrudging the fact that we have such income disparity here. You know, the poorest of the poor make X, and the richest of the rich make Y. That sounds good, except for the fact, have you done the international math, and do you realize that socialist countries and communist countries have much higher levels of income disparity? The oligarchs in Russia are uber, 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 uber wealthy. Ukraine, uber, uber. I mean, literally, when the state in Russia divested its interest in all these different things that made them a communist country, you know, the oligarchs bought them up. You know, one person may control all the telecommunications, another person all the oil in this entire region, and things like that. In this country, where we have a level of freedom, it's disappearing day by day, moment by moment. But in this area, we can actually buy into that company or go and start a company. It's getting harder and harder. By the way, I just filed another corporation, fed out all the paperwork, and you fill out all the stuff for the local people and the state people and the federal people and the banker people, and then you fill out the same information two or three or four times to do this and that. It's crazy. And then you pay each one of them for the permission to go and do these things. So it is getting more difficult. But I'll tell you, folks, if you've got to complain about this country, pick a better country. Don't try to turn this into a socialist construct. I mean, I know it's going to get there. I mean, we're headed down that way, and we have so many elements of socialism that are already here. And by the way, I've got to back up for a second, because we touched on Social Security. Social Security is an entitlement. It's just all these other things aren't entitlements. You know, your Section 8 housing, where that's give away housing, and your welfare checks, those aren't entitlements, folks, or they shouldn't be. But you are entitled to your Social Security benefit. If you paid into that system and you meet the qualification, then you're entitled to that. It's something you paid for. But now they're stripping that away by lumping it in with all these other things that are not entitlements. And they've turned what was a genuine entitlement into a Ponzi scheme. Literally, yes. Ponzi went to jail for far, 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 far less. Bernie Madoff went to jail for far. Keep in mind, Ponzi scheme is a pay-as-you-go kind of scheme. You know, Ponzi was taking money, and he's saying, hey, I'm investing this money for you folks, just like Madoff, I'm investing this money for you folks. And as new investors came on board, you know, he's telling everybody, hey, you've got 14% rates of return. We've got 20% rates of return. So more and more people were throwing money at him. And he was paying people dividends with money, the new people that were coming in, while he's living like a rich man. Bernie Madoff did that with, what was it, $50 billion? But our federal government has done that with trillions and trillions of dollars. If anybody in the private sector did what our government has done to us in Social Security, they would go to jail. I can prove it. They would go to jail. But yes. Our senators and congressmen, you know what? They're on vacation right now when we're still paying them $176K plus a year. They're on vacation. You know, they
yes,
like this COVID thing.
Another key element to the shift, the tectonic shift into socialism and communism, is property ownership. We have that in America. But here's an article that says the squad, that's AOC and the squad, wants the feds to control all private property in America. And it is Dateline April the 28th. Democratic Representative Elmar Omar and Minnesota of Minnesota has introduced a bill co-sponsored by the other members of the far-left freshman squad that would severely restrict property rights in America. It's called the bill would constitute the full forgiveness and no accumulation of debt for renters and homeowners with a negative impact on their credit rating and the credit history and the rental history, according to the news release distributed by our office.
Wow.
It's called the Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act. April the 17th was the date the bill was filed. And it will literally cancel. Listen, our listeners may not understand this. Cancel means to cancel, take away the property rights for owners of real property in the United States of America. Now, that does not stand the light of day because President Trump would not sign it. But there's coming a day, Greg, I believe very soon, that we'll have a communist, socialist, Marxist in the White House. That's when everything will be flipped, the whole scene will be flipped. We're setting the stage today. But, Greg, I recall in the scripture, in Acts, the fourth chapter, that they tried socialism and it did not work. And ultimately, in 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul said, if you don't work, you can't eat. And
that
ought
right.
to be the mindset
Amen.
We have today. We're watching the stage being set. Greg, we've got about 45 seconds left in this broadcast. Would you close the broadcast out with a challenge to our listeners to be aware of what socialism can do and what it ought not to do, but we need to be alert and aware and vote and make sure President Trump goes back in office?
Well, you just covered so much, but we need to be extremely cautious about anything that government does that can impair, impede, or damage or harm private contracts. We ought to still protect private property. And for every one of you out there that the government's told you're non-essential, you're non-essential? Really? I say the government, your congressman may be very well non-essential. It's time to furlough Congress. Send those boys a $1,200 check. See how they like it. It's time to turn this ship around. It's time for folks to focus on things that are really important.
Absolutely. We need, ladies and gentlemen, to seek the face of God, confess our sins, and ask Him to heal our lands. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.